from the each one of the minim, each of the four minim of the lachmei torah, you have to bring one chal or
take out one chal
and give it to the kohen. Hikru mina echod b'kol chavim chum l'ashem l'akol hazem for zama shlame lo yihye. The rest of the lachmei torah are written. That's the Yafa Chametz felt from the Sati Yisrael in the Yishoy, that you got the minute to make it into Chametz, not the Mincha, and not the Chelk, not the Shoy, but make it Lachat Chila. One of the four minim of the Chalas Chod is made Lachat Chila into Chametz. It's not a violation of that din, because this is not Kachikosh, but not the same as Mincha at all. It's a completely different din. Of each one of the four minim of Lachmei Toidah, Chalas Pulubat Hashem, Kikmas, Meshuch Mashem, Mitzavis, Mitzvechas, and chalas lach mechametz. The four minim, the three minim of matzah and one minim of chametz. From each one of the minim, how many chalas do you make? That you take one, you give it to the queen. So it doesn't say in the chumash. The gemara derives from mamatzinus, and it's 10. But you have 40 lach mitoida, 10 of the 10 chalas gilz b'ashem and kikik, and 10 kikik matzah mishuch b'ashem, and 10 chalas service mitbechas, and 10 chalas lach mechametz, and one of each of the 10. You give to the kohen. That's trumas lach mitoida. So Rava has an ibai in Perakatoida, and the Nachash regarding this trumas lach mitoida. The din is that a zar ha'oichel truma is chayv misvodei shamayim. That he does it amazing. If you need to be sure you, so the chumash says maybe with a yikra that he has to give karen v'chaymish to the kohen. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Chayim Mishes to Misavdei Shamayim is Kapas Nevis to Chorus. The person does not know the means in which he would be hired Chorus with a Divine Nation of the Rebbe Shegei. He's by Kapas, generally speaking, not all cases, not 100% of the cases, but generally speaking, one is Chayim Kapas B'Shegei, if he would have done the Avera, amazing, he would have been hired Chorus. So here too, the Gemara makes such a similar statement here, that if one does an Avera B'Shegig for which he's Chayiv Amisim Dei Shamayim, so the Torah prescribes that B'Shegig, if he does the Avera, he has to get a Kapara. So the Kapara he gets by giving the Chumash. The Gemara makes a Tzushtel, the Machlevis of Yechon and the Reish Lokish. But if the person is Mechal Shabbos, the Mezid, so then he doesn't bring a Chavos. It's Chayiv Misa. It's Chayiv Kors, but he doesn't bring a Chavos. So Mechal Shabbos B'Shegig, so then he's Chayiv Chavos. What if he was... He's it belav the shogeg b'koris. He knew that it's also to be mechal Shabbos, but he thought that chil Shabbos is like eating chazer. He thought chil Shabbos is like shaving off your beard with a razor. He thought that it's an avera, but he didn't realize that it's such an avera hamura that if he would have done it, he did it amazing. He didn't realize that it's koris on it. But that's a machlokes of Yechon and Mishlokish, whether that's called shogeg or that's called mezid. He's a chay v'chatas on it. So we pass him like Rav Yechanan, who says that that's called shogeg. He's the belav, the shogeg, the koreis is called shogeg. So the Gemara has on the same daf a tushta that this machlokes of Yechon and Mishlokish applies also to a zar she'ochal truma b'shogeg is chayiv keren v'chomesh, and zar she'ochal truma b'mezid is only chayiv keren. He's not chayiv chomesh. So what if he ate the truma? Zar she'ochal truma b'mezid, but it was he's the belav, the shogeg, the misa b'dei shamayim. He knew that it was forbidden for a non-Kohen to eat the Truma, but he didn't realize that the non-Kohen, the Zav, the Ocho Truma, would be Chai Misi B'Shem Kona. But that's the Machlokes of Yechon HaRei Shlokesh, and the Gemara says that it's Neshitasa, whether that's called Mezid or that's called Shogeg. So the Gemara says, why is this case similar to the first case? Because, and the Gemara makes that statement, that Chai Misi is to Misi B'Dei Shamayim, as Chatas is to Chorus. So Rava and Perakatoy, the Rava has this ibayim. Azar shochal trumas lach mitoida. From the 40 lach mitoida, 4 are given to the kohanim, the kohen amakriv, and the remaining 36 are eaten by the bailim. So what if the bailim goes ahead and eats the 4 that was singled out, that was specified for the kohen? So it says he's not supposed to. What if the zar eats it? Obviously, it's forbidden. Does he violate the Yisr of Zar Shochal Truma, for which he should be punished with Misa B'Dei Shamayim and Amel? If he does it, B'Shegik, he's Chayv Keren Chaymish. But you say no. It's an Isser, he's Mavatla Mitzvah, but there's no Isser Vedei Shammai Mezid, and there's no Chaymish Bishag. This is Rabbi Zibar.
Would that be the same thing as
I don't think so. Chaz Rishoyk, I think for sure there's no Misim Dei Shamayim and there's no Chomish. For sure not. I think only over here, the Gemara had the suffering, because this is called Trumal Hashem. Hikr Mene Ech Nikol Kam Trumal Hashem. So I'll be Pashtas, the Gemara Zibai is, we haven't been in Truma. The Torah says that Azar Shachal Truma is Chayiv Misim Dei Shamayim and the Shoyik is Chayiv Chomish. We have various things that are labeled as Truma. You have Truma, then you have Maisim and Amaisim is also Truma, then you have Chala. And the mafish challah from bread, cake, or cookies, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, challah says it's on the Rabbana. Or challah says it's on the Rabbana. Zed, in Mara says, in Tzubi, in Zafra, Beisim, in Seven Perk, is also on the Rabbana. But this man, if challah was their ice, when there was a Bias Kulkan, so challah was their ice, so if a Zar would eat the challah, the mafish from the bread, or the cake, or whatever, then he would be chayv Yisvidei Shemai. Or the same would apply to Bikurim. The Mishnah says in the Elah that this we discussed just yesterday, 2 days ago, that any surah mitzvah from Zen Zen, Machlek is Ramea and Hachami. Ramea's opinion is that any surah mitzvah from Zen Zen. In order to get Malkis, you have to eat a kazayis. If you eat less than a kazayis, we pass them that there's no Malkis. One Tana disagrees. Roshima disagrees, he holds that kosher or Malkis. Even if you eat kosher, you get Malkis, you only need a kazayis in order to be chayiv koris. And we pass them that you need a kazayis in order to get Malkis. How much a kazayis of the Isra? What if you eat a half a kazayis of Isa, half a kazayis of Hetha, so that's a machlekes by there, Hetha mitztaref l'Isa. On the assumption that ain't Hetha mitztaref l'Isa, what about Isa mitztaref l'Isa? What if I eat a half a kazayis of Chaylev and a half a kazayis of Chazir? Half a kazayis of Chazir and half a kazayis of Dam. But they've been mitztaref l'Isa. So that's a machlekes in the Mishnah in Me'ila. Ramei has a Yisur mitztaref l'Isa in Zeh, because everything is Shem Echad on the Sech Kol Ve'eva, and we don't pass them like that. So the Mishnah says that even though we pass them in Alocha, today we see the mitzvah from Zayin Zer. We mentioned the other day that Rambam says that in the Beis and Treif on the mitzvah from Zayin Zer, that's called Shema. But that's not a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah Torah. That's a Rambam. It's not a Mishnah. But the Mishnah says, what if the non-Kohen eats a quarter of the Kazayis of Truma, a quarter of the Kazayis of Chala, a quarter of the Kazayis of Bikurim, and a quarter of the Kazayis of Maisim and Amais? So the Mishnah says that that's Mamash Shema. That's Mamash Truma. The whole thing is Shema. Echad of Truma. In fact, there's a Tosefta in Brachas that says that before you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to recite a bracha. And each mitzvah you do, you have to say a separate bracha. So the person is going to put on talis and tefillin. Comes to shul, wants to do two mitzvahs. So he doesn't say, so one time is of the opinion, says a bracha, shekhar nisharim and sasim shibonu lasas to some mitzvahs. And we don't pass like that. We pass like Rav Yudah, that you say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. You have to have period in the brachas. When you put on talis and tefillin, you have to say a separate bracha on the talis, and a separate bracha on the tefillin, but you have to say a separate bracha on the shalosh and a separate bracha on the shalyad. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Natan. Rashi and the Rambam are of the opinion you only say one bracha. Rabbi Natan says you have to say two separate brachas. So why does the Rambam hold you only say one bracha? So then I say Kelim and the Rambam quote, and the Rambam quotes it in the Rakan. This Tosefta in bracha that says that a person is going to, doesn't say the Farish and the Tosefta about shalyad and shalosh, but has the following case: that the person is going to do four mitzvahs at the same time, all of which are similar in nature. Namely, he's about to be mafrish bikurim. He's a farmer and he has bikurim to be mafrish. He's about to be koresh and bikurim. And his wife is baking a cake or whatever. She's making bread and he wants to be mafrish challah. And he has tzvu and he wants to be mafrish truma. And he has maisa rishon and he wants to be mafrish maisa mina maisa. So since all four are mamish shem truma, so all he has to do is say one bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu halach rashas truma. Halach rashas truma. Whatever Yusuf he said. Not one bracha covers all the four mitzvahs, because all four are hafrash truma. So similarly, Mishnah says that Tosefta. Similarly, Mishnah says in okay. Gotta stop learning. Okay. We should start this in the middle of the shiur. Okay, bye. See you later. Have some hamantashim. Okay. So similarly, Vishnu says that if a person if a person eats, even though eating food is talking about, if a person eats less than a kazais of challah, azar, anantanis, less than a kazais of challah, less than a kazais of chuma, less than a kazais of maisim and amaisim, less than a kazais of bikunim, but altogether, the 80 kazais, that's not called isurim, it's talking about, that's all shame effort. So here, the Gemara in Menachos, the Perakatoidos, quotes Rav Zibai, this seems to be exactly what the subject is. But the Mishnah and the Tosefta only give you four kinds of truma that are mamashem echol. These four, challah, bikurim, truma. Ma'isim and ma'isim. What about the truma slach me'itarino? Since the Chumash calls the truma l'Hashem, and it's only eaten by the Kohen, does that imply that they have mamash Hashem truma? So therefore, this means with the shemayim mechamish b'shoygen. Should I say no? That it's not true. I seem to remember that Rav Soloveitchik said that that's how his father learned the pshat. Rav Moshe says that was the pshat in the Gemara. And I seem to remember that he asked the Kasha, that he asked the Shemus Father, why doesn't the Mishnah mention? How come the Mishnah in Me'ilah, it says that the Zar Sha'achal, Shuma, Kala, Maisim and Amaisim, and Bikurim, why doesn't it say a fifth thing? Shuma Slach Mitaydah says, and the fact that it doesn't say, isn't that a clear Pshitus? Isn't that Paishat Vibaya of Robert? But that the Septim, or that the Septim Brachas are giving you the case. The fellow's about to do the four mitzvahs and he says one bracha covers all four. So why does it say that two five mitzvahs and it covers all five?
It will be possible, only be possible
to take it
outside.
Why does he have to take it outside?
Let's say like it's
the and the Inherit, hint it doesn't exist. Okay, that the Hafrosha is saying one bracha on that. Okay, could be. Right, Rashi and the Rambam hold that even though they're two distinct mitzvahs, doesn't mean that the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam argue with one mitzvah and mitzvah. Everybody holds Shal Yavash or Rosh HaTim. But the Rambam and the Rashi argue, if you cover two mitzvahs with one bracha, which two mitzvahs that he passed and cannot be covered with one bracha, Talis and Tzilin? Or Mezuzah and Tzilin, two different mitzvahs, but Tzilin and Tzilin. You say the same prophet, Lam Yach Tzilin. So since it's the same prophet... Okay, but still the same bracha could apply to both.
No, it's just that they hold the Havra.
Still the same mitzvah Havra could apply to both. On mitzvah still? Shekhar Hashan Tassan, on mitzvah still. I'll test this around the other side.
No, the Hefrish, just like that version by all four, different numbers and different.
And
everything, still,
I'll put one myself.
So,
my focus, the Shikasam
is 11 marriages, the Ramam's opinion is that they're two distinct mitzvahs. The Ramam can't show Yahshua Rosh has two mitzvahs, and nevertheless, he said, we only say one bracha on both. Because it's like Truma and Bikurim and Kala and Maisam and Maisam. We didn't know the four distinct mitzvahs, but it's all Shema. But the same as the Habrach apply for all four.
Isn't if you say that it's the same soup, so therefore it's four ways to explain
one mitzvah? No, they're four different mitzvahs. Truma and Bikurim and Kala, three different mitzvahs.
No, it's a different. All right. To say that Mapish Bikurim is on the kind of mitzvah. What mitzvah might be Makayim? My Makayim is from Makayim, the Habrach, Habrach of the Kurim, it's not the same.
It's not the same soup, but it's Shem Echol. The Kedusha that it has, that opposite Lazar, is all Shem Echol, it's all called Shulim. And the Nusach HaBrocha is the same on all four. You can say the same Nusach HaBrocha is true. The reason why you shouldn't cover Tefillin and Tzitzis, that one Brocha is because we require Pirut in all the Brochas. Both in Birchas HaNen and in Birchas HaMitzvahs. But that's why you just don't say Shehakel on all eating food, and you don't say Hashem Shem Shoshana on all mitzvahs and all mitzvahs. You have to have Pirut in Birchas HaNen and Pirut in Birchas HaMitzvahs. But here you can have Pirut and still cover both with one Brocha. And Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, you have Pirut, so you have mitzvahs too. And it covers both.
Why
do
you
use
the
Kofa
and Shuzumash
together?
There's
different shame.
Yeah, but Rama says you can make the Shuzumash
together. No, it says on Truman, Rama. That I don't know. I know, but the Sefta says different. The Sefta says we mark as Truman and Maisen, then I'm Maisen. Shulman, Maisa, Mela, Maisa, and Chal, and Bikurim, you only have to say one bracha on all four.
And only the
four,
only the
way
our
process is true.
But if you have Maisa, you also can say Shulman's Maisa.
That I don't
So, why is the Rebbe Poshet derived from the Shulman?
Right, that's what I seem to remember vaguely there. So, Leitchik said that his father, Chal Rebbe, was bothered with that kasha. Shouldn't Rebbe be Poshet his Ibai from the Mishnah? That the Mishnah in the Ila doesn't mention this fifth one. But the fact that it mentions four and not five should not be poshut to be five. That it's not shame echad of truma. It's just a mitzvah to give it to the kohen, like Chazav Hashayk Bukhari, there's no suffix. That for sure there's no mitzvah to Shema, for sure there's no chayim is b'shayim.
So since Rebbe isn't poshut to the Mishnah, he also must be some reason that he is, and therefore
that even though we pass in any sur, it starts from Zeh in Zeh, if you eat a half a gezeis of chelev and a half a gezeis of pigul, you're not like it, but if you eat a quarter of a gezeis of truma, a quarter of a gezeis of bikurim, a quarter of a gezeis of chalim, a quarter of a gezeis of maisa mana maisa, all four of them, it's starting because it's all shem echa. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik gets, why didn't the Mishnah have the case where he ate five things, and he ate a trumas lachmi toida? But that's also shame echad, so it doesn't affect that the Mishnah leaves it out to imply that it's not shame echad, that it's not a din truma, so there's no mitzvah deshvan, there's no chaymish. Just like Chazav Hashayk, that it's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen, and if it's not kohen, it is mavatla mitzvah. But it's not that there's mitzvah deshvan, it's not a shame echad of truma. But the that's Rav Zibaya, and can't you tell from the Mishnah that it's not correct, that there's no room for the Zibaya. The Chumash draws the contrast between the carbon taido as opposed to the carbon shlomim. The Gemara says in Brachas, Abraisa, Abot, Tzvichim, Lahoidos. Based on the passage in Gilem. In Perak HaToy, the Menachas, there's a Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. What does that mean? Tosfos says that Abot, Tzvichim, Lahoidos just means you have to say Brachas HaToymo. But it doesn't mean that those four people, the Yerbi Hayam, or the Yerbi Beis HaSim, are obligated to bring a carbon type. Carbon type is always brought in Edom and Edom. Never obligated to bring it. And Rashi says, not so. Rashi says, Abot, Tzvichim, Lahoidos, in Brachas, in the last Perak, in Perak HaRoye, is obviously referring to Birchas HaGomel. But it's a din deraisa. Birchas HaGomel is only the Rabbanan. But it's called the Tikkur Rabbanan Kein deraisa Tikkun. It's patterned after the din deraisa of Korban Toida. It's understood. Even though Korban Toida is Bob and Edwin and Dover, whoever wants to, they bring a Korban Toida if he's happy today. But these four people are mechuyif to bring a Korban Toida. These are what? Sikhun Lahadis means that they're mechuyif to bring a Korban Toida. And Taisis is masking on Rashi. They think that it's not so, that nobody's ever mechuyif to bring a Korban Toida. But Edwin and Dover means that it's always optional, and you never mechuyif to bring. But if and Hadis only goes on Birchas HaGomel, machlokes is on the whole institution of carbon title, what it's all about.
So, according to process, a person only can bring the carbon title, not mechuyif on these four.
Never mechuyif to bring the
carbon. Never mechuyif, but he can always.
Yeah, whenever you want, you can bring the carbon title. You're happy that he's still alive.
Says
the guy's dead, so they can't bring the carbon tide. He's not happy that he's happy that he's dead. Can't bring the carbon tide after he's dead.
Rashi's saying that on these four things, that we bench Omar.
Those four, Mukhlif to bring a carbon tide on. And the other, anybody else, other than these four.
But is it only
for Ayyid
and Ezra?
No.
It means Mukhlif to make the Nether.
This time, that's what Rashi holds.
But circumcised is the only way you can bring it. You're not chayv to be kentrick and mafresh. It's some special thing as opposed to being. I mean, every korban.
Well, you can say harizu. You can say hari alai. Either way, you can say either harizu or hari alai. By korban chatos and ashim, you can't say hari alai. Either you're mechuyev and you say harizu, harizel lechatos, harizel leyashami. If you're not mechuyev, then you can't say hari alai. You can't say harizu. If you say harizel chatos, harizel ashim, it's not chal. Because it's not bob and edel adam, unless he was. Mechuyev already, and a chatos and an ashram, then when he says harizu, it's not fun. He can't say harizu. And then Toidah, Rashi also can have either harizu alai, or if he already was one of the abbasi of the lahadis, then he can say harizu, le'echai basi. Rashi, the first parak in Zvachim, also talks about that. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Birchas HaGomel, quotes in the Bir Alacha from the Rashi in the first parak in Zvachim. Rashi talks about a shinui kodesh. Let's say I take a shlomim and a shechter, having in mind, let's say the one of those, the shkikah, the kabbalah, the abbasi has in mind, that this carbon should be oil as a chatzis. The shech, no, he only has in mind that this should be carved as a carbon pesach, whatever. The shech one carbon, he has in mind that it should be, the bala carbon should be a different carbon than that. So that's called shini kodesh. We have a mind for a different carbon. So The Rashi there in the first parak in which the Guru quotes the Rashi in the first parak in Zohar and discusses Abshat and Gemara. If you bring a carbon taiva because of the fact that you were a chayvush and it's rapid, and I give it to the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash, and then when they do the Avodah, they have in mind that this should be a taiva, the shame Yotzim the Beis HaSurim. So Rashi discusses there the possibility of Shinui Kodesh. It's a different Chaloshem Taidah. So obviously Rashi is the Shittas and Terakat Taidah. Rabot Zeich Mohan, this applies to Carbon Taidah as well. According to Taidah, the Rabot Zeich Mohan is only a Dinah Zeich HaSadvimah. Carbon Taidah has absolutely no shaykhs whatsoever, these four people. So how does Rashi come up with two possible to say like that? You mock with a Taidah for a Chodesh and a Shrapin, the Shem Taidah, the Yetzin Deis HaSurin, that it should be a Shaila of Shina Kodesh. You more come to the conclusion that it's not a Shina Kodesh, you come to Rashi. What's a Mokam for a Hanam? But Mishnah Berurah quotes that Rashi in discussing the Shaila. Let's say two people are in shul on Shabbos and they both have to say Birchas HaGomer for two different reasons. One has to say Birchas HaGomer because he was a Chodesh and a Shrapi, the other guy just got out of the prison. It was just a Yotzei Beis HaSurim. And if one of them says Birchas HaGomer, would the other one be Yotzei or not? Is he Mechui B'dovah Motzei Achei Medechoi Vosom? The Baal Tekeh can't be a Cherisher to be called Nor Anisha, because in order to be Motzei Achei Medechoi Vosom, you have to be a Mechui B'dovah. Is he Mechui B'dovah? He's Mechui B'dovah for Yotzei Beis HaSurim, and I'm Mechui B'dovah because the Chodesh and the Shrapi, it's a different Chiyuv. So we don't have the same, we don't share the same Chiyuv in common. So Mishnah Berurah refers you to this Rashi and Zvachim in the first parak, where Rashi assumes that the Chiyuv Taida for a Chodesh and the Shrapi is a different Chiyuv from the Taida on a Yotzei Beis HaSurim. So maybe the Birchas HaGomer are also different. Maybe it's not called a Mechuyev B'dovah. Maybe they're not considered. Maybe it's not considered as if they have, as if they share in common one
Chiyuv.
No, that's what he talks about. It's a deer and a deer Allah. So this whole deal, of course, is this whole Rashi is only Mishitosai. That Rashi holds that the Avot Sich Mahadis applies to Korban Taiv. According to Taiv, the whole thing doesn't exist.
You
maybe
say that even within the Korban Taiv, you know, as far as there's more reason to say that a person could be Yotze someone else, if the two things were. If he was over Midbar or Ma'aver Agam, because those two are really
according to Rashi, that you're mechuyev.
I
don't think so. Chayav not. Let's say a person is mechal Shabbos and he ate chayl of the shayim. So he's not yotzei with one Shabbos. He has to bring two. So according to Rashi, that you really, the avot zichron levis are really mechuyev to bring a carbon taima. And somebody, I don't know. I'm guessing somebody would have to bring two taimas. I think if I borrowed $1,000 on Wednesday and I borrowed $1,000 on Thursday and I'll give you now $1,000 and I said this should be oiler for both halvos. And the stomach's not good. If it's a piron achayv that you mechuyev, stomach you have to have a separate piron achayv. So the pasuk draws a contrast between the carbon taida as opposed to the carbon shlamim. The taida is a branch of shlamim. The master says if you shech the taida the shem shlamim, it's not called the shina kodesh because basically it's zevach taida shlamav. Zos taida zevach shlamim mashiach. Even on taida yakrivam, taida is a form of shlamim. It's not a separate carbon. And nevertheless, there are some differences. That the taida is nechal yom v'laila, whereas the shlamim is nechal shliyam v'laila echad. And the taida is tom the dalad mina lechem. But the Trumas Lachmei Taida that you give to the Kohen and the Shlamim is not Tom. They're left. Only have the carbon itself. Why should that be taka that the Taida is brought? Taida is only Echad Yom Lai Lach Chatzos. Why is it singled out? Why is it different? And it's Tzivah Chumash explains, because the whole idea of the carbon Taida is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say the Pashup Shad like Rashi. Ima Taida Yakriven, he wants to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for something. So the pasuk says in Tehillim, and that parsha of Hayu Lashem Ki Toiv, and the parsha of Avot Zichron Lehoidah, so there it says, "Diramuhu v'kalamu v'moshe v'zikei v'nihaluhu." That's what the Gemara learns that you have to recite Yerushas Abenim in the presence of Asura, in the presence of Ken. V'moshe v'zikei v'nihaluhu, you have to add two Talmidei Chachamim. Shaila, whether that means 10 plus 2, or of the 10, 2 should be Talmidei Chachamim. Shaila, what the Maskanas Agmara? There's two gears to the Maskanas Agmara. But the Gemara learns it up in that pasuk in Tehillim.
What women? Women.
Pashtus is a woman is obligated to say Birchas Avraham the same as a man. The question is, can she recite the Birchas Avraham in the presence of 10 people? Or has to be daft in the presence of 10 men? So that's a deal, and Achranim discuss it. Achranim discuss it. Why? Because from the fact that you need, I think the Mishnah Berurah says, dafke 10 men, if I'm not mistaken. He assumes that it's like a minyan. And other things are from Tanya, from the fact that you need the two Talmidei Chachamim, either two in addition to the 10, or two as part of the 10. Whichever way you slice it, you see that it's something different from a regular minyan. And a minyan, there's no din, you have to have two rabbis. You have to have two Talmidei Chachamim. There's no din, you don't have to have one rabbi either. Can have a whole minyan without even one Talmud Chacham. So it's Lechari here, it's clearly mashma that it's not a din of a minyan, it's not a din of Davish B'Gush. It's time that you should be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say the Hoito, you're in public. So that's for some time that 10 women would also be good. Possible. Unless you say this word, that women are never considered to constitute a rabbin. It's never called a rabbin, we discussed that, so I mentioned it.
Said that if you had
Mashavah
for Shlomo and
Toida,
there would be, there's no
Shlomo Mashavah. Mara says that it's not called Shinu Kaidah. Toida is a form of Shlomo.
So it won't be a power of people? Because
it's not a
Kohen,
he's going to
have in mind that he's a
Shlomo,
he's
going to
think that he could be,
he's not going to
be
a Kohen. If he's planning, if he's thinking about eating, if the Kohen just thinks that this should be a Shlomo, he doesn't think about eating anything, so then he's not thinking. Has the Dafke have in mind consciously? He has to be consciously thinking about the fact that he plans to eat that his eyes put his mana in everything. Yeah, for Zimun. No, take for example Zimun. So Rashi in place to say, I know Gemara, the first half in Shlosha Shachar, that women can bench with women, but they're not obligated to bench with women. That's a Pasha Pshat and the Hemshach Admar read like that. The women go and pass them like the Rosh. He learns in the Maskana saying, well, they are Mechuyutu. But Rashi in place is learning even the Maskana that this point of the Havlin never changed. The Havlin is clearly Maskana, because the women are only, they only have an option of benching with women if they choose to, but they're not Mechuyutu. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Balei HaTes, that the minute going is that the women really don't bench with women.
That's by the shell.
Yeah. If you're reading with men and the men are benching the Zuma, and then it says the women are obligated. Then it says the women are obligated to answer the Zuma. Yeah. Well, let's say if you have three women and they chose to bench the Zuma, and then there are some men sitting there, so then the men are obligated to answer the Zuma. Whenever there's a Mizuma going on, then they're obligated to answer the Mizuma. Even though you personally were not mature for that Mizuma. But if the women are eating by themselves and there are no men who are benching the Zuma there, so then there's a machlekes between the Rosh and the Goyim who hold the maskana they more backed up than the Havli women. I'm not going to mention them. As opposed to Rashi and Tosfos say they more never backed up in that part of the Havli. That even though women are not mechuyav to mention them, but it's optional. That's how they learn. So the reason of the Pashtun is why they hold it. It's only a reshus. It's not a chaykur because you never say that the Gemara's Loshen is that you never say that a group of women together constitute a shem rabim or a shem tzibur. Perhaps over here also, I want you to say that, even if you have two women, even if you have about 100 women, it's not better than 10 men. If you never have, in order to have a shame rabbin, you have to have at least three men. So there's no shame rabbin by women.
So you don't point to those women, you can't make them say, you can never say, okay.
You can't?
They can never say, okay.
The Rambam says like that, that they can't say Alekeinu. Why? So we learned Brachas, we explained that the Emek Bracha shows a pshat, his pshat in the Gemara, that to bench Mezumen Basara is only ki Mechuyivtun. There is no optional Mezumen Basara. Either you have a Shem Tzibur and then you Mechuyiv to bench Mezumen Basara, and if you don't have the Shem Tzibur, then there isn't even a Rishus. Bishloisha, you have such a thing as a Rishus. But Basara, if they're not Mitzur, if they constitute a Shem Rabbah or a Shem Tzibur, then there's no Rishus to bench Mezumen. That's perhaps what the Rama means. And the Kesem Mishnah says on that Rama that the reason why women cannot bench Mizum and Basar to say Lakenu is because Kesem Mishnah writes that it's a Dovish of Gusha, like a minion for davening and Kedusha and Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and bench Mizum and sing to say Lakenu, so it's also a Dovish of Gusha. But you need not necessarily learn like that. You can learn like the Emi Brocha. That is because the women don't constitute a shame Rabbin, and to bench Basar with a shame Lakenu, for that you have to have a Chayyim. So the Nesid explains, why do you have to eat the Karban Torah dafka Yom V'Laila, why not Shnei Yom V'Laila? Why is it singled out? So he says, since the whole idea of a Karban Torah is to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Pasuk in Tehillim indicates that the Yom V'Laila B'Kalom, you have to praise Hashem in public, and the more the public gathering is, the greater the Hadah is. So if you go, and you shech the big Karban Torah, it's a big behem, you have to invite guests to eat it. He's not going to be able to eat the whole behem all by himself. An awful lot of lamb chops over here. That's to invite guests. See, if it's Nechel Ishnei Yamim V'Laylech, like Karpin Yishlamim, so then it can have one group today for a lunch, and one group tonight for supper, one group tomorrow for lunch, one group later tomorrow afternoon for supper. You can divide it up into four meals, but if it's only Nechel Yamim V'Laylech, that's it. You're going to have to invite twice as many people to each meal, because you can only eat it half the amount of time. And the Torah wants that you should have a bigger crowd, so that there should be Yiramu B'Kalom, that the Hoidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be said in public. And this is the Makar, this is the source of the institution of Surah Saidoya. We assume that when a person has what to thank HaKadosh Baruch about, let's say a person made a Siyum. Siyum Mishnayis, or Siyum on the Rambam, the Bava should make a Siyumim, Siyum on Shas, Siyum on Sefer Yoyna, whatever. That's not really legitimate. Sefer Yoyna is only one of the Treyosa. Gotta make a Siyum. I was once at a bas mitzvah, so the girl made a siyum on Yoyna. Yoyna is not really a sefer. Yoyna is one of the treyosa. You're going to make a siyum on all 12. Unless she spent a lot of time. You can make a siyum on that base on Baba Kam also. You work the whole year on that base, so you make a siyum on that base. Okay. It's also a big... A siyum means a sudas haidoya, that the person, you say at the end, Moedim ha'lach nuloch ha'ashe samtach ha'kerim yeshu v'y samerish. It's a sudas haidoya. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the achievement. What's the achievement? So, guy gets married, so that's an occasion for thanks. Guy graduates college, he makes a senior dinner, and he thanks to the Rebbeinu Shlom that he didn't get caught, that he was cheating, or that he had a siyata to the Shmaya to do well, or that he got into graduate school, whatever. A person has you have a baby, so there's a cause for a celebration to thank Hashem Yisbar. You have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for all these different things. A person reaches the age of 60, the age of 70, the age of 50. Gemara has at the age of 50, he says Yatzim Mechalal Chorus. The age of 60, he's Yatzim Mechalal Minsim Dei Shemaim. Reaches the age of 70, Meshin Hussein Abraham Shivim Shonim, so he's lived to a ripe old age. So the Chavis Yosef, that's the Siddhas Mitzvah. Siddhas Haidah, the Prima Gorim quotes.
So this.
Yeah. The Gemara says that it's Kilo Hikriv Karban Torah. Those who participate in the Siddhas Chosim Mekal is Kilo Hikriv Karban Torah. That is a Siddhas Haidah. If they sing Zmiris Yisish Bochas. If they sing Zmiris Yisish Bochas, that's the Maram Ritmer. Yeah, if he's a Tamachach, then it's a Surah Saidoya by virtue of the fact that it's in Kabbalah Sator. That's the first Gemara. And then the next Gemara says, if he's not a Tamachach, and they sing Zmirish and Sishbach, it's to Hashem Yisbach, not they sing Am Yisrael Chai, or they sing Invi Agef and Invi Agef. They sing Nigunim to praise Hashem Yisbach, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the fact that they're happy about the Shidduch, so then the Surah is converted into a Surah Saidoya. So the Surah Saidoya is supposed to be Barabim. This is the Makar of the Netzik, this is the Makar of the institution of Surah Saidoya being a Surah Mitzvah Derais. From the Parsha of Karban Torah. That you have to eat it only one day instead of 2 days in order to have twice as many people present at the time that you say the Haidoya, and that's the Kiyum that it says in Tehillim. The Yiramu B'Kalom of Moshe V'Zekein and Yihalu. And the regular Shlomim is Nechol Shnei Yamin V'Laylo Echol. It's interesting the way the pasuk reads. In neder ani dav zevach kabana b'yamakriva zibcha yeyachel u'mimacharos v'hanoisa b'menu yeyachel. If it's a regular shlam, you can eat it today and tonight and tomorrow. V'hanoisa b'menu, whatever is left over, you can eat. V'hanoisa b'mtsar zevach v'yom hashlishi v'eishi soris. Then it's already noisy, you're not allowed to eat it. So why does the pasuk call what's left over for the second day? A person brings a today is what Thursday. He brings a carbon shlomim today. You can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow. Hanoisa lemenu yach. What's left over tomorrow can eat. Why is it called noisa? But hanoisa, what's left over on Shabbos, that's noisa that he may not eat. So why does the chumash call it noisa here? It doesn't really mean noisa. You can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow. Why is it called noisa? So the Ramban al chumash has a chiddush that the ikar zman of a carbon shlomim really is yom v'laila, the same as a carbon taiva, same as a carbon chavos. And really whatever is left over tomorrow morning is called Naisa. But the Torah says that this Naisa you're allowed to eat. L'chadchila, you should always try to avoid that. L'chadchila, the Ramban says you should avoid leaving over from the Shlom until tomorrow. You should eat it today and tonight. But the Yevit, if you left over until tomorrow, v'hanaisa nemenu, nu, yeyachol. However, v'hanaisa misal b'yom ha'shlishi, that's no good. That's even b'yevit, that's awesome. This chiddush that the Ramban has, no mokra neymar, this chiddush that he has, based on the Mashmoyot HaPasuk, is the machlokes, the Baal Hamor, and the Raivit, and Psochim. and their oris on the bottom of the rib, at one point they have a machlokes regarding this point. I got ready which one holds which way. Anyway, the Ramban Chiddush and Chumash is following the sheet that one of those Rishon. Probably the right. Usually Ramban likes the right. They learn the Chavusa. The right is the Balamor, like the Chavusa. Ramban was later. Ramban always writes on the Balamor, but think they're a heresy. He quotes the right and he quotes the Balamor. He disagrees a lot of times with the Balamor, but he calls them the Rav, so he always calls them a good Rav.
I think he means more than that.
He says that the Ikar Zman of the Shlomim really is Yom V'Laila, and you really should avoid leaving it over till tomorrow. It's not Zizman Gimel Mitzvah, is a heder, but if you don't do the heder, you wait till later, and you didn't really violate anything. So he's calling it that something sounds from the Ramban, and you know that it's something more than that. Says twice. But noisa on the second day that noisa is mutabakhila, but noisa on the third day that noisa is asabakhila. Achatos and an osham and a toidos nechol yoyim balaylam and a teretz nechol kol alaylam until alois hashachat until amud hashachat. The Rabban, they said that a hachik is holding an aveir and it's only nechol ad chatzos. Why is it that in korbanis it's nechol yoyim balaylam? Usually we say that hayoyim halachat alaylam, but when it comes shkia, it says it starts a new day, starts a new time unit. So why is it this here by the toidos, by the chatos, and by the osham? His man is today and tonight. But the same thing by the Emurim of all the Korbanos. The Emurim of any Korbanos, even Kachin Kalim, the Emurim have the status of Kachin Kachin, because his Korban Gavion is there. That's why there's no the Ilan Kachin Kalim except for the Emuri Kachin Kalim. But the Mishnah says in the end of Zvachim, in Perakolat Torah, the Mishnah says that the Emuri Kachin Kalim have the status of Kachin Kachin. Let's say you take the Emurim Chutz La'Zorah, the Nitzal V'Yotze. Emurim of Kachin Kalim, take the Star Kachin Kalim Chutz La'Zorah, it's not Nitzal V'Yotze. Kalalir, the Makam of Kachim Kalim is Kalalir. But the Makam of the Emurim is the Azara, like all Kachim Kachim. If you take the Kachim Kachim Chutz La'Azara, even if you take it back into the Azara, it's very Nitzal the Yotze, and it's Pasal Akrav, you're not allowed to be Makrav. But the same thing if you leave over the Emurim until the morning. If you leave over the Emurim until the morning, until Amoed HaShachas, that's Nitzal Belina. Because I consider Emurim, even Emurim of Kachim Kalim, has the status of Kachim Kachim. And if Nifsal Belina, if the Yom Alayla is up, it's Nifsal Belina. So why do you have such a din? It's a little bit strange, no? Why do you have a din that this man is Yom Alayla by the Emurim and by the Chatos and the Yosham and the Toido? Shouldn't we say that it should be Yom? A half of tomorrow, today, and half of tomorrow. What kind of a din is half of tomorrow? So this is what leads the Gemara to say in Hulin, I think it's in Perek, Kisri Hadam, the Gemara makes a statement that the Kachim, Halayla ha'olach achra hayoyim. That even though the chulin hayoyim ha'olach achra halayla, that the day they always have the newspaper on the news. The Jewish holiday always begins with sunset, from sundown to sundown. That the day begins at night. First comes layla, and then comes yom, and it comes the next layla, the beginning of the next day. When it comes to kachim, it's not so. The din is that the day begins from the morning. Amud Hashachar is the beginning of the day. And goes till tomorrow is Amud HaShachar. So when we say that Achatos and Asham and Taido and all the Emurim, all Kachi Kachim have this man with the Taido, all have this man of Yom Echo, so Yom Echo is Yom Galayma. Yom Galayma is Yom Echo in the Beit HaMikdash. Because in Kachim the din is that Halayla Halach HaChayom, the night follows the day. So the question is, once the Gemara arrives at that realization that Halayla Halach HaChayom, so the Gemara in the end of Ezel Mekayman raises a question, and they have a debate. They have a machlokes tishkim Rav Yehuda, machlokes Amoraim. What's the din regarding Shlomim? Shlomim is nechol shnei yomim v'layla echod. What kind of an androgynous is that? I bring a Shlomim today. Today's Thursday. I bring a Shlomim today at 11:30 in the morning, 12 o'clock in the morning. So I can eat the Shlomim today, tonight, and tomorrow till Shkia. Tomorrow night I can't eat in Atar, it's also in Atar Dini. What kind of a thing is that? Today and tonight is Yom Echad. Beis HaMikdash Halal HaHal HaHayah. So if you can eat the Shlom in 2 days, I should be able to eat it tomorrow and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is called Or Shlishi, Or Liyom Shlishi. So why is it that you're not allowed to eat the Shlom in tomorrow night? It's a pasuk. So it's today, tonight, and tomorrow until Shkia. And after Shkia is also in Atar. So that means a day and a half. You only eat shlomim a day and a half. He's stuck anyway with a half a day. He's stuck with a half a day. So the Gemara has a machlokes amorot how to understand this half a day. The din is that if you eat noisar, you're chayiv karis. If you eat tikkun noisar, you're chayiv karis. So what if somebody eats the karb shlomim tomorrow night? Is he chayiv karis or not? Machlokes amorot. Is it really considered nice tomorrow night? But they say no. This man of the carbon really is 2 days. 2 days will be over on Shabbos morning and Avodah Shachar. Even though on the Luach and all for all other purposes, the New York Times and the radio will tell you that the Jewish holidays and everything begin from sundown to sundown. But in Beis Hamikdash is not so. It goes from sunrise to sunrise. It goes from Avodah Shachar. Malos HaShachar to Malos HaShachar. So maybe this man of the carbon is really up on Shabbos morning. I bring the carbon today. The man of the carbon is really up on Shabbos morning. But it's a din that I'm not yet to the mitzvah achila tomorrow night. And there's an isa tidit whenever you're not yet to the mitzvah achila, but it's not really called nicer. Maybe no, it's only called nicer if you leave it over after this man of the carbon. And this man of the carbon extends until Shabbos morning. So that's a machlekes amoraim in the end of his Zelma Kaiman. One who eats the bizar shlomim or the yom shlishi is yichayiv koris anat. And the shitosom, the Gemara says, is another machlekes which is tali zeh bezeh. Oh, but I'll tell you, what if today when I shech my shlomim, or when the kohen does the Kabbalah or the Halacha this weekend, what if the person that does the Avodah today has in mind to eat the flesh on Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos Shulis? So then it becomes pigle, the whole carbon becomes pigle, because he intends to eat it chutzpah's manah. What if he intends to eat the flesh on Friday night? Chishev li'ochlo or li'om shlish. He shechs the carbon today, has in mind to eat it on Friday night. So the Gemara says that Hobah Hatalya. If you would eat it on Friday night, you would be chayiv koris because it's noisar, because Friday night is after this man. This man of the Karm Shlom is 1.5 days, that's it. 1.5 days is man of the Karm. And after Shki on Friday night, that's already chutzpah's man. So then if Chishav Riach or chutzpah's man, it would become people. Mashenik and Shiol, no, this man of the Karm really is 2 full days. It's just that the Torah says you're not yet to the mitzvah sachil if you eat it on Friday night. But there's no koris of noisar, it's not called noisar Friday night, it's not called noisar till Shabbos morning. So then, huadinami, if you shech the carbon today, planning to eat the basar on Friday night, it wouldn't become pigul either. It doesn't become pigul just because you plan to eat the flesh in such a way that you won't be out to the mitzvah. It only becomes pigul if you plan to eat the flesh, chutz l'zman of the carbon. The Gemara says that this depends on the other machlekes amara, and what is actually this man of the carbon? Machlekes. How do we pass him? So remember. And then the Torah gives you another man. It's really nice. So tomorrow morning, it's another man to give you faith. But that man is only till Shki and not till. Okay. It could be. It could be. According to the Ramban, you begin to understand what prompted the Gemara. But we understand anyway what prompted the Gemara. The Gemara says in Tisi Adam that the Kachim is Laila Hoylech Acharayim. The Kachim, everything is Sarkir. So that's what that's apparently what was bothering the Gemara. So what do you do with Shnei Yomim v'Laila Echad? Why not have the Laila following that also now? So that's what prompted the Gemara to have the Machlokes Samarayim.
What is the answer to the question about it's still a dividing of the day?
Right? We're still dividing up the day. Still have the problem. The only question is, do we tone down the Pele a little bit, or do we just leave the Pele as a Pele cloth? So one Amara says, we tone it down a little bit. Basically, this man of the Kabbalah really is 2 full days. But you only get to the Mitzvah Sachila the first day and a half. But the night after the second day is still part of this man. And the other Amara holds no, that it's Mamish Chutzla's man. It's out of this man, guys. In Parshas Tzav, you have the dinim that are in preparation for Pesach. You have the dinim of Hagolah. The Torah says that if you cook in the Beis HaMikdash, they're always kashering the pots and the pans. Why do they always have so much traitor stuff in the Beis HaMikdash? Everything always became traitor. They always had noisa. They cooked the sar hakarbonis in pots and pans. And then after they finished eating, they washed everything off, but there was a bliya of the carbon in the pot and the pan. And if you leave that bliya long enough, If you leave it shlomim, if you leave it till after shnei yamim v'layla echad, and achatis, if you leave it after yom v'layla achatzos, if you leave it over, then the bliya becomes treif. Even though at the time that you cooked the food in the pot, everything was kosher. When the bliya was nivla, it was kosher. But when it comes to zman, when the zman achila is up, so the bliya that was balu in the pot becomes treif. So why don't we say that by chometz in our pots and pans? Let's say when we have chometz dika pots, even though it's less than a kazan, it's not much less than a kazan. That's what you see. The iser, noiser is chal on a bliya. So what do we do when it comes Pesach? If you kasher all your pots and pans apart, then you don't have any chometz dika bliya. But if you don't kasher, we don't kasher our pots and pans. Gemara says if you can afford it, you can always buy. You should always buy separate Pesach dika pots. So what do you do with the chometz dika pots? You put them away. So why don't you say when it comes Pesach, the iser chometz is chal on the pots? And I can say that all the pots are not fresh. The chometz are all about Pesach. So even after Pesach, you shouldn't be permitted to cook in those pots. You said it's a trade for pots. So the Mamma and Dominic Maratapa says like that. There is the Pesach Yishogru. There is the Klicheres. All the pots that you can cast is of Yaku Kasha. The Kedera is that a Klicheres. Kedera, that's a Klicheres. It's Yishogru. You have to throw it out of the garbage because you can't do a Hagolah on Klicheres. That's also in today's said. Klicheres is a Shetabusha by Yishogru. So the Pasuk is telling us that Tarahiga of Klicheres and Yerkinide go to the other. This Pasuk tells us. The Kumish testifies that the Klicheres cannot be kasher like they have gone. So one Amor is of the opinion that all the Nekum parts you have to kasher. And all of the Klicheres you have to throw out the garbage because it's going to be Chamash Aval al Pesach. We're not allowed to use them after Pesach. And we don't pass like that. Why not? We pass him that even you don't have to kasher the Klicheres. You have to throw out the Klicheres. Why?
I'm trying to
look at the Klicheres.
So you also have to
So that's how the Gemara says. We weren't doing on Bal Yirud. Depends on the machlekes. But the Chumash over all of HaPesach is there, right? So the Rabbanon. Gemara has a machlekes of Yud and Reb Shimon. But the Chumash over all of HaPesach is an Issa there, right? So learn that from a Pesach or an Issa the Rabbanon. One time is of the opinion all Chumash that was in existence on Pesach, bottles of beer. I cooked the Kavish Lamin in the pot and I ate it up and I washed off the pot, spick and span, I put them away. And then when it comes the Zman of the Easter, the kosher pot that's in the cabinet becomes treif. Because the belia that's below in the pot is converted into treif. So the Kumish has a din of Mariko Shtifo. You should do a special mitzvah, you should do Mariko Shtifo. When do you do Mariko Shtifo? So that's an achlekes, the Rambam and the Raizid. In Perek Ches and Maisa Kabbonis Allah Yud Dalish, the basis in Zochim, Dach Tzadik Zayin, and I'll be my mouth. The mountain has for 2 days. As our claim is around the right, when do you do? Perek Ches Allah Yud Dalish and Maisa Kabbonis. They have the machlekes as follows. When are you supposed to do Berikah Shtiv? Let's say I bring a Karban Chattis today. I didn't. Someone else was Mahal Shabbos. Someone else brought a Karban Chattis today. And this Karban Chattis Nechol Yoyim Balaylo. And I tell this Nechol Kol Alaylo until Amur HaShav and the Rabban until Chatzetz. So the Kohanim took the Korban Chatas and they boiled it and they ate it practically and they put everything away. So they washed off the pots and pans. So when do they do Mariko Shtif? Mariko Shtif means they do Hagdola. They do Hagdola with hot water. And then the Gemara says also they have to rinse it off with cold water. We have a minig. Pesach on the Lez Daf and Avodah Zarah points out that we have a minig when we kasha. The Hagdola, the minig is that we rinse it off with cold water right after we do the Hagdola and hot water. And Pesach says they don't know why we have this minute, what does it represent? Unless we should say that it's a zeichet to Mariko Shtifa, but they really don't understand why should we make a zeichet to Mariko Shtifa? That's only a special din in Korbanos. Mariko Shtifa doesn't even apply to Truma. If I put Truma in the pot, and later on I want to put Chulin in the pot, and I want the pot, I don't want the Chulin to be safe, because the Truma is also for a non-Koyan. So there's no din you have to have Mariko Shtifa. The din is you have to do Hagola. Mariko Shtifa is you have to have Hagola in hot water, then you have to do rinse it off with cold water.
Up on the look of the water itself,
I mean, it has,
there's
on the septic itself,
there's leftover
of
dirty water from the whatever, the
chametz
or whatever,
the
is
on
the
water. Could be, okay. But Taisa doesn't think so. Taisa thinks that it's probably a zecher to read the shtikh, but they don't understand why we should make the zecher. What we're cooking is not kabbat. Read the shtikh is special din of kabbat. So there is a machlekes in the Rambam and the Raizin and the two days appear in the Taisa and Zrachim that time. It's not in Perikam Chatos. When he's supposed to do Marika Shtika, the Rambam says when you finish eating the Bishar HaKatos from the pot and you clean out the pot, you should kasha the pot Ekev Achila. Ekev, Vayim Kuf Beis. Ekev Achila. What does it mean Ekev Achila? That's what the Raivad asks. I don't know what Ekev means. He doesn't know what he's talking about. What does Ekev mean? Ekev apparently means take it from the Yad. It needs to be following the Achila before there's Mani Surah. When does it convert into Naisar? The Rabbana tonight at Chatzos. You have a lot of Chatzos. I'm going to tell it tomorrow morning. And I'm with Ashachar. The Rambam says as soon as the Kohanim finish eating at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, they finish eating the flesh, they should do the Marika Shtika right away before this Manu Issa is going to come. The Raida disagrees, and I was like the other day in Tesis and Zrachas, and Perkan Chatas, no, that you wait Dafke after this Mani Surah. Before this Mani Surah, so it's not a trade for Pasha, so what do you mean kashering it, you're doing Hagola? So he says, you do Hagola on a trade for Pasha, not you do Hagola on a Pasha Pasha, to prevent it from becoming trade. That's my collection, the Rambam, the Raida in 2 days from Tesis. The Rambam one day in Tesis holds, you do the Marika Shtika to prevent the Pasha from becoming trade. And the Raivad says, no, you do the Marika Shtika, after the Marika became trade, to kasha the trade of the Rambam, that's what the Rav pointed out. The Rambam apparently understood the Pshat and the Chumash. Ekev Tishmu, Nesha Mishpatim Ha'el, Shmat Mas Semai Som, Shema Shema Pecho Chol Sakris, and he said, the Rav Shem gives Kar, you do it, so the Rav Shem gives you reward. What does it mean, Ekev? So the Pashim Pshat is, the Glau. The Glau said, if you do the mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you reward. That's the Pasha Pshat. So the Rambam after seems to have understood Ekev Tishmon, if you do the mitzvah, the Rav Hashem gives you the reward immediately. Ekev, he understands to mean Kekev from the Yad, at the heels of. Ekev is a heel. On the heel of doing mitzvahs, immediately will follow the reward. Not that you're going to get a reward sometime in the future, but you get that too. But you get reward immediately. That's what the Rambam uses the term. He writes that you do the Marika Shtika Ekev Achila, in the sense of Ekev in the sense of Kekev from the Yad Achla Achila. That's how Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that from that Rambam's usage of the term Ekev, you can infer how the Rambam read the Pshat in the Chumash. Ekev Tishmon means that the schar comes at the heels of the mitzvah.
What does the Rav say then for those people that can't afford Pesach Pantis? So is the Rav going to hold then that you can't say that that after Chatzos of the 14th they have to do Hagolah?
Before, no, the Raivad is only talking about this special din in question. The special din in Briko Shtifa, the special mitzvah that only applies to Kachim doesn't even apply to Truman. You have to do Dafka with hot water and cold water. And cool, then there is no din, you need cold water. And the Rishayim say it has to be Dafka water. Hagala you can do with other liquids also, according to some Rishayim. The Ramban Kuma raises the question, can you do Hagala with other liquids? Are only in water. And Ramban says we're not sure that the other liquids have the properties, have the chemical mitzvahs properties of removing or being mafkut in Eastern. But if you know that it is mafkut Eastern, then you can do Hagala. That's fine now. Many factories you do Hagala with oil, you do Hagala with steam, and other things love that with water. Whereas here by Marika Shtifa, Dafka needs to do with Dafka the mind. You have to use Dafka water, not burning hot oil, not burning hot steam. Here it's a special mitzvah. So this Raivid who says that you have to do the Marika Shtifa Dafka after the king track, that's only with respect to this mitzvah. This mitzvah, Marika Shtifa on Kotshim, on pots and pans, on which you cook korbanos, that's only after the Zman Yisura, after ready the king track.
So I'm supposed to think about washing with cold water,
including that pots, or something like that? All trade for pots. Whenever you do a Hagolah on a trade for pots, so the Minigis says the Shulchan Aruch, that Tosis is quoted. Minigis says, you rinse off the pot with cold water immediately after doing the Hagolah. When you take it out of the hot water, you rinse it off with cold water.
When
do
I did it right after
the Mansur,
or they waited?
Doesn't matter, no rush. But according to the Rambam, in one day it says you have to do it before this Mansur.
To the
No. No. Or you should do it before it becomes Tamil Gam. You wait till after Tamil Gam, so then after it's not trace anymore. So you're not really doing the Mitzvah or Marika
Shtifa.
So
how to do a precision.
Okay.
Point to how it was had to.
Okay. Why did the Rambam in one day in Taisa insist that you have to do the Marika Shtifa before? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, I'm sure on your day, based on the Gemara on the last daf in Avodah Zarah. Gemara is bothered with the contradiction between the Parshas Tzav and Parshas Matos. The last daf in Avodah Zarah. In Parshas Matos, it says in the Chumash, when they had the Melchemes Midyan, so they confiscated all the treif patent pins. So what did they do with them? Everything was treif. So Elazar HaKohen told all the people, strange, because Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. It says in the Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, he said, he got angry. The Solomon men of halacha. The man learns that from here. The kalakoyis and talafachim who come from mistalekasim men. The dovi who nevoas mistalekasim men. It's not healthy to get angry. You never get angry. Sometimes the rebbe has to, or a parent has to make believe that he's getting angry, but he shouldn't really get angry. The gemara says kalakoyis kilo ebed avidizon. The Rambam says that kalakoyis. The gemara doesn't say. The gemara says kalakoyis and mishab kli b'chamas kilo ebed avidizon. The Rambam quotes a different lashon that appears in the Zohar, it doesn't appear in the Gemara. That's what the Achranim say. You see, Rambam read the Zohar privately. Otherwise, why? Where did he get that lashon from? Kolakoyis kilavet of Zohar. So the Gemara says on this parshah, Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. He forgot the din, and that's why Elazar had to say over the din of Hagolah. How come Elazar said, why didn't Yeshua ben Nun say the din? So that's what the Medrash says. You see that Elazar was sharper than Yeshua ben Nun. He knew how to learn better than Yeshua ben Nun. So he was the one who told over the din of Hagolah. So what does he say? What are the din? So he says, whatever became treif by broiling treif of food on it, you have to kasher it kibolah kachpolto by libun. And whatever didn't become treif by the fire, you just cook treif of soup in and it's tavir b'moim, you have to do hagolah. So in Parshas Matos, you have the two forms of kasher, you have hagolah or libun. And here in Parshas Sav, you only have the one form. You only have Hagolah. What is it you're going to say? You're going to tell me that in the Karbanis they never boiled. In the Karbanis they always boiled it. Fakir, the other rabbi. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah to eat it. Tzli v'chard. You have to eat. The Kohanim have to eat the Karbanis. L'mashchul v'dula v'rasham l'chum v'chlim. Broil steak. You have to eat it broiled. So you see that they did broil it. Maybe one or two Kohanim did broil it. But most of them did broil it. And all of them broiled it. So they should have written over here also the dinim of Hagolah and the dinim of Libum both. How come over here it only has Hagolah? That's the Gemara's kashya. The Gemara has two things. One teretz is balabatish, one teretz is lamed. One teretz is yagid olav reyo. Yagid olav reyo is a pasuk in Iyov. Was there? Believe me, that was there. The Ritter, Adim Mokam Rechav, Ashim Mokam Rechav. The pasuk in Parshas Matzah is Megala, I'm shot over here. That it depends. Sometimes Hagolah, sometimes Dina. That's the teretz. The balabatish teretz is a teretz which is not accepted with Dina. He pasuk like the second teretz in the Gemara. But there's a distinction that in Parshas Tzah, because it was Hatera Golam, because all the food was kosher at the time that we were cooking the pots, therefore you never need leavings. Even though the Bliya entered the Kli Aydei Ha'esh, Hagol is sufficient for Hetera Golam. Hashenikin in Parshas Matos, there's Giulei Kli Midyon, the Goyim cook Treif HaChazer in their pots. So since it's Yisur Golam, so therefore sometimes you will need Libun and sometimes it will be sufficient with Hagolah. How do you explain this discrepancy? What's the difference between Hetera Golam and Yisur Golam? So there's a famous Ran in Hulin where the Ran explains on the Gemara in Perakol HaBosar. Gemara has a din of not bar nada hetera. Not bar nada hetera means the following. If I have a fleishig pot, fleishig plate, I have a set of fleishig dishes, and then I have a fish, power of the fish. Fish are not fleish, fish are power. And I take this, let's say I just cooked the fish, it's burning hot, I cooked it with margarine, not with butter. And then I take the burning hot fish right off of the fire and I put it on a fleshy plate, which is cold. But because the fish is burning hot, I just fried it with eggs or whatever on the fire. So it's burning hot, so I put it on a fleshy plate, it'll absorb a bliya from the plate. Kosof, the fish is hot. But the bliya that it absorbs from the plate is a tam sheni. The flesh was absorbed into the plate over the last couple of years. I've been using these plates for fleshy, so that's a tam rishon in the plate. Then the bliya goes from the plate into the fish, that's a tam sheni. That's called nice and tam, bar nice and tam. Is the tam rishon is in the plate and the tam sheni is in the fish. And it's still just fleshy. It's a fleshy bli in the fish and it didn't join with any milk yet. And then after the bli is already absorbed into the fish, now I want to take the fish off. But I made a mistake that I put the fish on a fleshy plate. I'm really eating milchitz tonight about this. But the fish is parva. The fish is not fleshy on the way. So I made a mistake, so I take the fish and I put it, the burning hot fish. After I put it by mistake on a fleshy plate, I put it now on a milchitz plate. And then I put the fleshy plate away. I'm going to wash it with the fleshy dishes. Now I want to put some hot butter, I want to pour some milk or whatever onto this fish. So the Gemara says that it's muta, because either let it become basa b'chala, either has a bli of fleshy from the plate, Now I'm going to pour milk and butter, I'm going to make it bunch of chalitza. Gemara says, no, this is called not banat, the heteru. The time reach enough place you put nibble into the plate. And now from the plate you can fish the time shiny, and the time that it is nibble onto a kosher, there's nothing wrong, just that the plate shape, but it's kosher. And now after the time shiny plate landed in the fish, I put in some milk. So that's called not banat that heteru, it doesn't become us. So the Ron is bothered with a kosher. So what's wrong if I, by mistake, cook kosher food in a tefillah pot? Why not say it's not banat? The bliya, let's say chazan. I'm afraid I cooked some chazan in the pot. So the bliya of the chazan in the pot this time rishon. Now I cooked potatoes, so I cooked meat. So now the bliya goes from the pot into the potatoes or into the meat or into whatever it is. So it's a tam sheni. So tam sheni is not banat. So not banat should be mutter. So the Ron quotes all the rishonim. No, there's a difference between not banat the heteru as opposed to not banat the yisurim. Not banat is only mutter by bas v'chol. So the time there, where the thing is still mutter. And that's the tam sheni is the tam kolosh. So on the tam kolosh, you want to pour milk or butter on the tam kolosh of the meat, the fleshy gavliya, and the fish. You want to say that that fleshy gavliya now combined with the milk, the naked blood of the cholo, a tam kolosh cannot be converted into an isa. But if the isa already existed, I already had real chaza cooked in this pot. So that's real trefa food. And then it gave a bliya into the pot, so even though the tam sheni of that bliya will be a tam kolosh, but it will still, if it's mentioned tam mishrak, it will still be us. So in other words, if you start off with an Iser, so even if later on it turns into a Tam Kolish, it remains an Iser. But if you start off with Heter, Heterabola, and the Bli of the Heter is only on the level of a Tam Kolish, and then you want an Iser to be Chal on a Tam Kolish on Heter, so an Iser can't be created, an Iser can't be Chal on a Tam Kolish. That's what the Ram says the Pshat is, in the distinction La'alach between Nabana Deter and Nabana Iser. So I'll be Pashtus in the Eridei, and put together with that Biur of the Ram, this din of Hagol and Libor. Whenever a pot was used to cook food in it, Ayidei Ha'esh, I broiled the food, not Ayidei Ha'mayim, not that I cooked soup, but I broiled. So you really should need Libor in order to remove the whole bliya. But what if you don't do Libor? What if you just do Hagol? So Hagol will not remove the full bliya, but it will remove part of the bliya. It's not removed, 95% of the bliya. So the 5% of bliya that will remain in the pot, which really needed Libor and I did Hagol instead, what kind of a bliya will it be? It will probably be a Tom Kolish. How much bliya is it? It's a week. I've already knocked out the kishkis of the bliya. There's hardly any bliya there. I did a libun on a top. I did a hagol on a top that really needed bliya. 95% of the bliya is out. It's kicked out already. The 5% that's there is a Tom Kolish. So if I did hagol on a top that really should have been quite libun, the only thing that's left is Tom Kolish. And now I want it to become basa b'cholok. Now I want it to be chal and isa noiser on that bliya. So then you say, an isa cannot be chal on a Tom Kolish. So this is nisa. This we understand if you learn like the Rambam in that one day in Tosfos, that when you do the Mariko Shtifo, Mariko Shtifo is Hagola, you never do Libun. Why don't you ever do Libun? But most of the Kohanim did Tzli. Most of the Kohanim did Tzli, they didn't do Bishos. If they did Tzli, you should really need Libun. The Gemara says, no, because over here in Parshas Tzav, it's always had Terabola. So even if you do Hagola instead of Libun, most of the Bliya will go out. The small amount of Bliya that will remain will be a Tam Kolosh. And since it's a Tam Kolosh, it means it cannot be Chal on a Tam Kolosh. That's what it means. And Heter Bola, you never need Libun. That's what it means. So this whole pshat is Niche, Masherikin and Parshas Matos, the Goyim cooked real Chaz in the pot. They cooked real Trefus in the pot. But since the Yisur was Chal already, so what is it going to help if I'll do Hagol instead of doing Libun and the Bliya, the pot will be converted into a Tam Kolosh? But it already was also before it was Nibble in the pot. So even if it's converted now into a Tam Kolosh, it will remain in Yisur. Tam Kolosh can retain an Issa that was already there for before, just can't be Chal and Mechorosh, an Issa on a Tam Kolosh. So this whole Biur, the comparison between Nad by Nad, the Tevin, the Isura, with this din of Hagol and Libur, this is all Nichas, you hold like the Rambam in the one day in Tevin, that when you do Mericha Shtifa, Ekev Achiva. Immediately following the Achiva before this Man Isura. But if you hold like the Raivin and the other opinion and thesis, that it doesn't make sense to fulfill the mitzvah of Mericha Shtifa, this Man Heterai. What do you mean? You're doing Hagol on a kosher pot. That doesn't make sense. You have to wait till it becomes treif, and then kasher out the pot. That's what the mitzvah is. The kasher the treif pot. But you have to wait till it's treif already. So then why does it help the fact that it's a terrible thing? You can't say this pshat already. That Tam Kolish can't have an Issa Chal on Tam Kolish. Issa was Chal already. And still the Torah says that it's enough. If you do a Hagol, you don't have to do a Libun. So the whole thing is that it's not to be understood. So what's going on? This is the ABC of Yerideya. With the Tam Kolish, with the Heterabola, with the Isurabola. But the whole ABC only works if you hold like the Rambam. If you hold like the Raivin, you gotta have a different, whole different pshat. You have to have an XYZ. What's back of the XYZ? What's the other pshat?
How's the Heterabola gonna help?
But then you have a pot that was balaya ide ha'ur by fire, so you really should need libun to remove the whole bliya. And if instead of doing libun you do hagolah, so most of the bliya will be removed. The amount of bliya that will remain after doing hagolah on a pot that really needed libun belongs to the atam kolish. So an isa cannot be chal on a tam kolish. If the isa already was chal, the fact that I could
burn it on a fresh pot
before I cook milk in it. Oh. So,
well,
then all
so it's not really shy. We never do a
golden
pot before we.
No, let's say you have by mistake, you have a car of a pot. By mistake, it became fleshy and milky. So then I want to kasher it. So how do you have to kasher it? Let's say I broiled meat by mistake in a pot that was always par of it. And I didn't want it to become fleshy. So I want to kasher the meat. Leave one or do you say have roller sufficient? So the shach in the second chelik yeridei says if you broil the meat, you will need the libun. If you cook the soup, you'll need hagolah. Rabbi Kadega quotes that part of a disagree. He says, what are you talking about? That's the ABC, that's the Gemara, that if it's a terah bala, all you need is hagolah. You don't need libun. That's how Rabbi Kadega time is, that all you need is hagolah. So that's the api pasha, that's the DOY. When you do hagolah on the pot that should have needed libun, all you have left is a tam kolish. And the tam kolish can never be, an isa cannot be chal on a tam kolish. This whole pshat is only because you follow the Rambam in one day in Tosis that the Marika Shtif has done Eke Vachid immediately following the Achid before this Mani Surah. But if you're like the Ravid, you got to come up with a new pshat for everything. You have to come up with some kind of a new pshat. Right? You have to have a new pshat in the whole Gemara. No. The Ravid, no, he passed like the seventh Torah. No, a Torah Bali Surah Bali. No, he passed like the seventh Torah. No. The Ran and Tzachim has a machlekes tesis in the Ramban, but the Chometz is called Heter Bola or Yisur Bola. The Klal in the Gemara, everybody accepts. And the Parshas Tzav is Heter Bola. That's why you never need Liban. The Parshas Matas is Yisur Bola, so sometimes Liban, sometimes Hagola. Now tesis himself in the Flamen and Beis says that Chometz Tzachim with Mani Surah is labeled as Heter Bola, so you never have to do Liban on a Chometz with the pot that you want to make kosher the Pesach. And the Ramban, quoted by the Ram there on that daf, disagrees and says that it's not true. Chometz, Koinim, Mani Surah is already Shmoy Olav, it's already called Chometz. It's not like Basar B'Cholav, when I didn't cook the Cholav with the Basar yet, I just had Basar alone. But it's not like a Korban, Koinim, Mani Surah, it doesn't have the shame of Isra at all. It's Mamish, it doesn't have the shame of Isra on it. So that's called Hetera Bala. Chometz, Koinim, Mani is called Isra Bala, Shmoy Olav. It already is called Chometz, just that it's not Pesach yet. So the Ramban says that's called Isra Bala. So you will need Libur. So that's a machlek, it's Taisus in the Ramban. How we pass it is a stira. There's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz and the Bira Agro point, that's a stira. Because there are two dinim that depend on Isura Bala versus Heter Bala. One din is not Banat, and one din is the Libun. So on the one hand, the Rambo says, the Shulchan Aruch says that sometimes you need Libun, and Chomet did the pass before Pesach, you're requiring Libun, is following the Ramban. Then we assume the Chomet Kodim's mana is Isura Bala, not like Taisus on that Lama and Beis. And then at the same time, the Shulchan Aruch asks us that if you have a nat banat, a chomitz, karit mizmani surah, is mutter. For example, let's say I have a chomitz dika pot. I always use it to cook chomitz dika cholent, or chomitz dika spaghetti, whatever. And now it's clean. And now I cook some vegetables or some fruits for Pesach. And that pot, after Purim, let's say, I cooked in that pot. So the bli of chometz was nibble into the pot, that's tam rishon. From the pot it went into the vegetables, that's called tam sheni. So that's a not banat de heterah. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, strictly speaking, it's mutter. The window will never believe you. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. That not banat of chometz kurt mizmani surai, the heterah balas so it's mutter. So the taz and the bir agra, bada b'dikasha, what is it? Does the Shulchan Aruch pass like the taisha, so like the Ramban? Do you consider chometz kurt mizmani as a surah bala or heterah bala? Now how do you kasher it out? This I consider chametz kodesh mizmano. But if I do a hagol on a pot that should have needed libun, what liya will remain will be considered as tam kodesh.
That's not
banat case. No, same over here. The Gemara says.
The
shulchan
aruch case was
even on a chametz
pot that you did
hagol on. So I do a hagol on a pot that should have needed libun.
That's the shulchan aruch case.
Yeah.
And then but still you need to give Papa, you still need to get a neutral
Chavez
because it's
there. It's sure about that. That's just here. So the Taz and the Vilna Gaon say that Mikra didn't really pass like that. The Chavez Kurt is not in Paterabella. And why do we require Libra in the Chumra? But Mikradim, it's really enough at all. And that's why the Ramah says that even when we require Libun, you don't require Libun Kosher, it's enough with a Libun Kal. What do you make up a new concept? Libun Kosher, Libun Kal, Libun Kosher, Libun Chazak is when you have Nitzotus Nitzim. That it's such a high degree that sparks would fly. Man is there, the way they manufacture metal pots, sparks never fly. It means a certain degree of heat. Whatever it is, a certain degree, 900 degrees heat or something like that. Shenikin, if you have Libun Kal, that's lower, that's Kash Nisra. That's the amount of heat that if you would turn the fire off and you put a piece of paper on the metal, the piece of paper would flare up. It would catch fire from the heat of the metal. That's lower. How much heat do you need to burn a piece of paper? The title of a book. No, 451. So that's half the amount. That's half the amount of so the Ramah says that even when we require Libun, the Chametz is Gepatz, you don't need a Libun Kosher, it's enough with a Libun Kal. Why? So the Ramah himself says, all the Poskim say, that's only because Mikradin we hold that you never need Libun. It's really enough with Hagolah. No, Libun is only a Chumre. So they do a Libun Kal, that's equivalent to Hagolah. But when you really need Libun, let's say by your trade part, you need Libun, then you need a Libun Kosher, not a Libun Kal.
So we'll make a distinction
between Kosher and
fish. I mean,
it's not called Nafana. That's a bad case. The case that I gave you this. Yeah, that wouldn't be a natana. We have to have a few more times to consider a natana. So yeah, these Rishonim apparently hold a different sheet about the heterabala, the isurabala. They hold it's not because it's called the tam kolosh and the isa kim pichala and tam kolosh. The writer says shat that you're doing the hagola after the wedding was chali isa. They hold a whole different mahal. Pace is the mushroom. Pace also, one day in Pace, I was like that too, like this writing. Pace is bothered with the kasha. The Gemara says that even though you cannot do Hagolah on Klicheres, but if you do Libun on the Klicheres, it will be good. Gemara just says that there's a Gzeira Midir Rabbanan that we don't allow Libun on China dishes because we're afraid Dilma Chayi Salai Dilma Paki. We're afraid to really burn it out well because he's afraid his dishes are going to smash. But if he's not Chayi Salai, the Gemara says he fills it up with Gumri, he fills it up with burning hot coals. And he demonstrates that he's not nervous about his thing getting broken. So then the Gemara says, okay. So then there's no fear of the Rabbani. Then we do allow legal. I didn't worry, yes.
Why doesn't China have a
deal
with Nicharis?
The Torah says that you can't do Hagol.
There has to be Shabbat, right?
Right, you have to throw it out.
Same thing by China.
Right, so the Gemara assumes that that's only Haggadah doesn't help, but Libun would help.
Well,
that's the Gemara's Kashin Zvachim. Why does the Torah say to break it? Why not just put it into a Kivshon? The head really Kivshon is. So the Gemara says that the din ain't nice in Kivshon is the Yerushalayim. That this pasuk goes on Yerushalayim. Based on Migdash. They're not allowed to have Kivshon is Yerushalayim because they're going to have smoke stacks all over the place. It's going to destroy the beauty of the city. So, but if you would allow Kivshonis in Yerushalayim, then you wouldn't have to smash all the Klicheres. You'd be able to be maksavit like Kivshonis, and everything would be kosh. So Tereshis is bothered with the kasha, both in Sochem and in Zvachem, and these two Gemaras. The Gemara says Beferish that if you do Libun on Klicheres, which is treif, it helps. But that's our kasha, how can it be? But the Gemara says on this pasuk, Yishomer hater hidar Klicheres and Yerush v'dei dot yoyomu. But the Bria doesn't come out. So how can the Gemara say that Libun is good? So the Ra'ala and Berak HaBayis answers that kasha by saying that there's a difference between Hagolah and Libun. Hagolah is maflit the Bliyah. The Bliyah comes out. We assume the Bliyah comes out from the Daifnak Li. That's what the Torah says. Hafer Idal Klichere Sheino Yotzein Bidei Dokyol Yodim. The Bliyah will not come out from the Daifnak of the Cheres. Hashani came Libun doesn't, it's not supposed to accomplish that the Bliyah should leave the Daifnak of the Kli. Libun is supposed to be sorrowful and coma. It's supposed to burn out the bliya, bleeds out, it burns out the bliya where it is, not supposed to be mafla the bliya. So that the Torah doesn't say that, it doesn't come out. That's what the Ra'or says in answer of this kasha. But Tosis is bothered with the kasha, they don't think that it's correct. They think that they seem, the Pashab Shah and Tosis seems to be that they assume, the Kalam Shah differently in Tosis, but I think the Pashab Shah and Tosis seems to be that they seem to assume that when you do a libun on a klicheres, the bliya will still remain in the klicheres. the bliya will still remain in the tzias and the kriteris. And still the Gemara says that it's mutter. So how can it be mutter? So to this kasha, Tosfos answers that how do you manufacture kli cheres? First you make kli adoma, you mix water with sand and you form the pot, and then you put it into this very hot burning oven, into the kiln, and then you leave it there for an hour, whatever, a couple of hours. So before you put it in, then it's called kli adoma. Kli adoma not mekabel tum at all. Kli avanim, kli lolim, kli adoma. And after you put it in, then it's not called kli adoma anymore, then it's called kli cheres. Then not only is it mekabel tum, there's no way to be metairit. Then it's called kli cheres. So this, since the way of manufacturing kli cheres, as opposed to kli adoma, is by putting it into a kipshon, into a burning hot oven, so Tosfos says, if you have a treifah, kli cheres, and you put it into an oven, into a kipshon, into such a kipshon, that one would manufacture kli cheres there, the hainu convert the kli adoma into a kli cheres by putting it into such a kipshon, so this constitutes a panim chadosh as bo'ol ha'kan. It's considered when it comes out of the kiln after sitting there for an hour, we consider it as if it was just newly manufactured. It was just born now. Cut and shenel adoma. So I consider it like a new pot. I say it's a new pot. This is not the old pot. This is a new pot. This was not a treifa pot. This was just born now. This is a kosher pot. But the question is, it still has the bli in it. So what good is that? So Tosfos seems not to be bothered about that. The Parshat Pshat and Tosfos. You can interpret Tosfos differently, but I don't think they mean it differently. I think this is what they mean. They say Panim Chadosh is Bo'ol HaKan solves the problem. But it has a treifa bliya. So they seem to hold that the treifa bliya, when it's going to go into the kosher food, won't really bother me because it's going to be a natbanat. Natbanat should really be mutter. Natbanat dehater, natbanat isur, natbanat should always be mutter. Not like the Ran said, achrita natbanat dehater, isur. Tosfos seems not to hold like that. Natbanat should really be mutter. But the reason why it's aser is because the Torah has a mitzvah, the Torah has a din, you're not allowed to use a tray for pot to cook it. And if you cook in a tray for pot, then the halacha says you're not allowed to eat that food. It's not that you really say Tam Kiker over here. Tam Sheni, Natbanat, you shouldn't, the din of Tam Kiker only applies by Tam Rishon. By Natbanat, by Tam Sheni, the whole din of Tam Kiker shouldn't apply. But it's a separate din, that you're not allowed to eat the food, you may even be having the allowed to eat the food. That din l'hakchili, you're not allowed to cook in a pot. You're not allowed to use a tray for pot. You're not allowed to use a tray for pot. But if it's a panim chadosh, it's bo'ol ha'kan, and I wipe off its past history, I say this is a different kli, cut and shenel adomi, so even though it has mamash a bli of treifas in it, I say it doesn't bother me. So it must be along those lines that the Ravid is thinking over here also. That the Ravid holds, the Ravid in the other day in Tosfos holds, that you have to do the hagolah by the cleaner choshes, the Marika Shtifa Dafka after these manis sur. If you're going to do the hagolah before these manis sur, what are you kashering a kosher pot to prevent it from becoming treif? That's not a mitzvah. Mitzvah is to do a hagolah on a treif pot to kasher it. But the shayla is, what good is a hagolah? You should have to do a libun. They used to eat it bitzli. So you need libun. So the Gemara answers haterabola. What good is a terabola? What is a terabola? A terabola is good if you would have learned the ABC of Yeriday. If you learned it all the way in Yeriday, that if you do the hagolah before it's chal the Yisr. So when the Yisr is supposed to be chal, it's only a tam kolish, and the Yisr came to chal at a tam kolish. But if you don't hold an ABC, you hold a different shot. So how do you learn? What's the whole idea of haterabola? Apparently, this is a shot. That really, Natbanat should never be a problem. Tam Sheni is never a din really of Tam Kikar. Minatero, there is no din of Tam Kikar and Tam Sheni. Now, boss, it's a din in the Torah. You're not allowed to use a treifa pot to cook kosher food in it. So the halacha says that's only if it's a treifa pot because you cooked treifas in the pot originally. Real chazafat. Isura bola. But if I cook kosher food in the pot, it's a terah bola. So do you really call it cooking kosher food in a treifa pot? I cooked the korban in the pot, and now it's already tomorrow, and the bli of the korban became noisome. So do you say it's a treifa pot, or you say it's not fair to call it a treifa pot? At the time that I cooked the food in the pot, it was kosher. So that's what the Gemara says. The parsha is make a little bit over here. That all you have to do here is hagola, not leave it. You don't. On the one hand, you do consider a treifa. On the other hand, you don't consider a treifa. So the Torah makes a compromise and says, no, you do hagola. You don't have to do leave, because a little bit of this treifa, a little bit is not treifa. That's what it's all based on. But it's not the classical pshat. It's not the way we normally learn pshat in Tam Kolish, with the whole pism and the whole, it's not the ABC, it's the XYZ, the whole different version of Yeridei. And then in the Natbanat also, the Prima Godin quotes, why is Natbanat Yisura Asur? He doesn't say the elementary pshat, like we always assume, like the Ran says, because of Tam Kolish, and once the Yisur is Chal, it's not going to be Poka. He quotes from the Sefer Mitzvah's Cotton, from the Smak, of the Yankee Mikurval, the Balotai is a different Diyur. And Natbanat Yisura is Asur, because Chaticha Nas Nevelu Bishar Yisurim. Most of the Rishonim hold is only with the Rabbanim. When you learn it, it's in Gansan a different din. It's not the standard way of learning Yeridayas. It's everything upside down. This Ravid and the Smak, it's the whole group of Rishonim will learn everything differently from the normal Pshat. There's an undercurrent of it. It's a whole different Pshat than what's going on in these meetings.
So, when you mentioned Parabolos is going to write it, so it's just that
there's a mitzvah that you're not allowed to cook kosher food in the tray for pot. But what if the tray for pot was not really a surabola? What if it was a terabola and it became tray later? So I do consider a tray, but I don't consider a tray. So therefore, since it's not really 100% tray, if I say habola is enough, you don't need legal. But it has nothing to do with the Tom Kovas story. It's in God's in a different version. Taisus also has to hold like this shita, that it has to do, starts off with mitzvahs. The one who really says this pshat mefurish, the Or Sameach writes. He was bothered with a certain gemara, and he broke his head, and he discovered the ra'or. And Hilchos Macholos Asuris, the Or Sameach writes. He discovered the ra'or, and the Berak HaBayis, and the Torah HaBayis writes this pshat. It is not that you're not allowed to cook in the treifa pot because the food you cook is going to get treif. Even if it won't get treif, it's a din. It's a mitzvah. You're not allowed to cook kosher food in the treifa pot. That's how it starts off. Maybe even b'riyeh, but if you cooked it, you'll be forbidden from eating that food because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of cooking your kosher food in the kosher pot. It's a different din. And God doesn't start off with not that you're not allowed to cook because the food is going to get treif. You're not allowed to eat the food maybe because you violated the din of using a treifa pot. He has a Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah. Well, I didn't say the heifer. He has a Gemara about Leisim Tam of Gam. He has a heifer from a Gemara. And he says he didn't know Pshat and he guessed the Pshat and then he found he was Mechavin to the Ra'or. And the Berak HaBayis, he found a Rishon that says it's Pshat. So the Ravid also seems to hold like that. The Ravid holds that you do the Hagola after the Zman Yisurah. So you can't say that Pshat, whenever you do Hagola on a pot that needs Libun, the belief that remains is only a Tam Kolush. And the Nisa cannot be Chal on a Tam Kodesh. The Nisa already was Chal, already turned into Nisa before he does the Hagola. The Dafki has to wait to do the Hagola after he already became Nisa. And still, Hagola helps. Apparently, the Ravid learns this whole part of this whole fantastic noob shop, a whole different Mahalach and everything.
Isn't this similar to
There it's only on the level of the Chachidus. There it's on the Chachidus, yeah. Maybe you won't be treif, I don't know. According to these Yishayim, I don't know. Minatoira, maybe you won't be treif Minatoira. But the Rabban, the din of Tam Kikr applies even to Nat Barnat. But on the level of their Eisen, maybe they'll say it's mutter.
You're saying that what? That
the reason why you're not permitted to cook kosher food in a treifa pot is not because the kosher food will become treif, because of the bliyat. No, that doesn't bother me. The kosher food will not become treif. Why not? Not by not. Not by not is not covered by the din of Tam Kikr. The treifa bliyat into the pot, and then the bliyat from the pot into the food, and then by the time I get to eat it, it's already a Tam Sheni. So Tam Sheni, from the treifa into the pot, and from the pot into the kosher food, Tam Sheni is not called Tam Kikr. There's no problem, per se. But the reason why you're not allowed to cook treifa food is because there's a mitzvah not to use a treifa pot to cook kosher food. But that's only if it's a treifa pot. Treifa pot haste, if I cook treifa, it's chazifas. But if I cook tatera bola, then it became treif later. It's on the one hand, it is treif because it became treif. On the other hand, it's not that treif because it started off as kosher. So since it's not fully treif, so I say, compromise. You do hagol and it's good enough. You don't have to do either. But it has nothing to do with the Tom Kodesh story. It just doesn't fit in according to the rest. No, it's based on Hatir HaNazel. I didn't explain Hatir HaNazel. You have to know what Hatir HaNazel is based on. I just closed a lot of dinim. I just closed with one more thing. You shouldn't think that this halach and Parshas Matos of Kibola Kachpoto only applies to Hagola versus Libun. There's a third form of kashering also. There's a third form of Bliya, Kovesh Kibarushal. So the Yerushalmi has a din that just like if something was Nivla Idei Hamayim, so you have Hagolah, if it's Nivla Idei Hoesh, you have Libun. So if it's Nivla Idei Kovesh Kimavushal, then you do the Kashering also by Kovesh. How is that? That's called Milo Yiru Gimel Yamin. If you have kli cheres, which you cannot kasher al yidei hagola, but the kli cheres were never baleya by cooking. The kli cheres were only baleya. Let's say the goyim used to keep their wine in the kli cheres. So it's baleya, they kavish kemelushim. So the Bavli has it also. The Bavli, look at Yisham at the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah, talk about the possibility of filling up the pot with water, the kli cheres, soaking the kli cheres in a cup of water for 24 hours and taking out all the water, changing the water, soaking another 24 hours and changing the water, soaking it again another 24 hours. So you soak it to Gimel Yomim with Mili Vira, you change the water every 24 hours. So that's based on the principle also, Kibola Kachofa. So some Shayim infer from that din, but how long is Kavish Kemevushal? Let's say if I soak treif for wine or anything treif in a pot for long enough, so the treif is nibbling to the day for there, even though there was no heat, even though it was B'tzayim. How long do you have to have Kavish Kemevushal? So the three sheet is impossible. 12 hours, 24 hours, or 72 hours. Some Shayim say, you see from this Gemara that it's 72 hours, because if it's 12 hours or 24 hours, so why do you need to kasha the pot? Why do you need the Kibola Kachofa? So if the beer went in by 12 hours or 24 hours of soaking, shouldn't the beer go out by 12 hours or 24 hours of soaking? So that's the harai that Kavish Kimurusha was only with 72 hours. We don't pass him like that. So why did he pass him that the meal of the era has to be Gimel Yomim? So the answer is kasha. There's no kasha at all. Let's say I cooked some trefis in a pot, and it wasn't 212 degrees when I was cooking. It was 170 degrees. Yet, Alpi Pashtos, Mishnah Berurah talks about this. He doesn't say like this again. Alpi Pashtos, when you do the Hagolah, you have to do a Hagolah, then it should be 212 degrees. It has to be Malah Babuas. It says in Yeridei, in the Mechaber, when you do Hagolah, the water shouldn't stand be Yad Soleris. That's not enough. The water, not enough Yad Nichlis either. It has to be Malah Babuas. It has to have reached the boiling point. Why? But when it was Balei the Trapez, it wasn't reaching the boiling point. But they have factories where they have machines, and they know that the heat never reaches any degree higher than 170 degrees, so why not say that you shouldn't need for Libun, shouldn't need for Hagolah 212 degrees, and Mishnah Berurah talks his Mekel on it. Mishnah Berurah says La'alocha that you don't need. But others disagree, and they hold no. Kibola kachpolka, just, or let's say I broiled some trefis on a rotisserie or whatever, and it wasn't 930 degrees hot when I was broiling. I didn't have such a hot thing. But nevertheless, when you want to do Libun, the Libun has to be Nitzotis Nitzin, Hati Mamish, 950 degrees or something like that, in order to be mafla the bleed. But why? But it wasn't Balei with 900 degrees. Why do you have to have 900 degrees to take out the bleed? So the answer is Kibola Kachpolta, just Kaveya, what form of kashering you have to use. But once you have determined what form of kashering you use, then that form has its own rules and regulations. How to kasher? So in Hagol it has to be Malah Babuas, and Liban has to be Nitzotis Nitzin. And in Kovish, it has to be Gimel Yom, Midav Yir, Gimel Yom. Doesn't necessarily mean that each and every time something was Nivla, a trefis was Nivla, you can get it out in the same way that it was Nivla. No, one hechapesah, the same form. Kibola kapotas kaber, what form of kashering you need. And once you have determined what form, then the halachas of kashering take over, that this has to have 3 days, and this has to be Mitzvah Nitzin and so on. Okay, don't forget this week is Pasha Korah. Thank you.